Let's ask the important questions first. Is Kakadu a place or a club?
It's a place. It's Australia. It's where I was on tour down there and having some existentialist questions or something. I don't know. Walking around a lot, meeting a lot of different people and thinking about whether or not I wanted to go home, back to the States or not. And so kind of wrote a song in the middle of the night.
That's a great song. You know, I sometimes stereotype your songs, like, you know, Emily writes the sweeter songs and stuff. But that big mistake. So there's a lot I can't tell on this album. It's so great. You all are really mixing it up. It's really really wonderful. Now, if I hadn't even read about it, I would have figured out that Lilith Fair had a lot to do with this album. I mean, everybody who's on here, you all met, I guess, in Lilith Fair last year. But more importantly, I didn't know about you hung out with John Reynolds, who ended up producing this. Now, who is he, and how does this band Ghostland all fit in here?
Well, Ghostland and other musicians were backing up Sinead O'Connor at Lilith last year. And, of course, Amy and I are huge Sinead fans, so initially we just went out to the side of the stage and we were checking them out, and the band just was like, oh, they blew our minds, their musicianship. And John has a studio in London in his flat, and he said, you know, why don't we'll just get together sometime and start working on some songs. So Amy and I made plans to do that, and we did pre-production back in January for a week. And the idea was to have John co-produce, like, a few of the songs, and we'd bring another producer in to finish the record. And when John sent us the CDs of the stuff that he'd done in London with us, it was just amazing. Sonically, first of all, the impression sonically was that it was deep and rich and the rhythms are really in your face and just really cool stuff and great players. And then when the other producer didn't work out, so we just brought John back with us to finish the record, and he brought his band.
And there's all these neat grooves and loops that I guess he brings to it, too.
Yeah. Which he doesn't overdo it, though, which is a great
thing. Not at all.
Yeah. Very tasteful.
He's a really, really great producer.
Now, there's one of the songs, though, that you ended up doing in the States, which that's the one with the kind of the Memphis feel to it. Peace Tonight is one I'm thinking of with the great Memphis feel
to it.
Yeah. Now, it's Memphis feel, but the horn section's from New Orleans.
Yeah, well, that song, it started out the way I wrote it. It was really jangly, and Amy and I learned it together. It was very acoustic-y and really jangly, and it just, we got in the studio and we tried to record it live that way, and we just couldn't get the right feel for it, so someone suggested that we slow it down. And then when John took over the helm for that song, he suggested that we put the Al Green kind of straight up backbeat throughout the song. And then three guys from New Orleans came. They're kind of like street musicians in a way. I mean, they're great, they're professional and all that, but they've just got that vibe that's real down home New Orleans. And they got in the studio and we just tossed some ideas around, and that's how Peace Tonight came to be the way it is now.
Great song. Can you do the hornless version for us?
We're going to do the jangly version.
Yes, we're going to do the jangly version.
All right. The rejected version.
One, two, three, and...